Faith Hill, love is a sweet thing here on CJ 104, the voice of the valley. So, Bill, how's it going today?
You know, it's going quite well, Jeremy. I was thinking earlier maybe we should call up some of your family, but you won't give me the phone number.
Of course not. That's very risky. I know how you are.
So maybe they'll call us if they hear us. I don't know if they can hear us from Saskatchewan or not. Maybe we could tell them or something and have someone call in.
Like who?
Who could we get? She's not really good at saying. So that's her intro, Andy.
What would you like me to say?
Well, we were just going to talk about your favorite memory of Jeremy in this radio station, first off.
My favorite memory?
Well, maybe first introduce who you are, just so all the listeners can tell.
Well, I'm Andy.
And what's your title right now with regards to Jeremy?
I'm officially committed to being with him for as long as he'll keep me.
So that's more than a girlfriend, but
yeah.
Not married yet.
No, you're going to have to put some fire under him there, Bill.
Well, actually, I had the calendar up here because we were looking at holidays. There's a nice weekend in October, the 13th, 14th of October. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm busy that weekend. Already.
I'm not good for an October wedding. I kind of want a spring wedding.
Oh, well, let's just flip forward here. April, would April be fine? April 2008. There's a nice weekend in April open yet, too, for holidays. Jeremy, I think we could work this out.
That's a very busy week for the, whichever week in April that is, for the radio station, so I don't really know if that would...
Somehow we'll live without
you. Yeah, you know, Bill, he's going to be making excuses for the next at least 5 years.
That sounds like Jeremy. You know, actually, Andy, people have been asking about you here this morning already. People have been coming in asking where Jeremy's girlfriend is and why she's not making him take some time off so he, like, leaves the station at some point during the day.
Well, he's been leaving the station every now and then on weekends and stuff. But
yeah, and sometimes he gets out of here by midnight.
Every now and then I can, you know, phone him and tell him to get out of there by at least 11:55.
Now, Andy, of course, is a bit of a radio personality herself.
No, I've been on a couple times.
She's even been on our station.
I sure have.
When were you on our station?
That was New Year's, Jared. Do you not remember?
Oh, that was you! Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
I remember coming into the station one night and seeing you two cuddling while you voice tracked. That was shocking.
Wasn't so
and
much
different.
Cuddling as I was saying, can we go now? Can we go now?
So does that count as your favorite memory from the little CJ 104 here?
I think so. That was so much fun. I want to do it again. I think we should have like a regular once a month. I come out there and, you know, we have a little, you know, Jer and Andy show.
That would be entertaining.
Yeah.
Have you given any thought to getting married live on the air?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, like,
even if you
don't
have a regular one-hour show, then hey, you know what? I'll do it.
Even if you don't have the wedding here, I'm sure we could set up remote broadcasting. We could carry that live because that's the type of thing we'd like everyone in the valley to hear.
You see, this is scary because that's actually what puts me on board for getting married now is if it can be somehow turned into a radio bit.
Well, hey, Jared, see, what you have to understand is now you've given me a ring. I make your decisions for you now, so we're getting married on air.
Have you picked a color yet?
Color? It's on the radio, so what do we need colors?
It can be whatever the color the listener wants. See,
exactly.
This is the beauty of the whole situation.
You obviously never saw Melissa's bridesmaid dress.
And yes, and we do broadcast in color, Don. That's very correct. Okay, well, have I been embarrassed enough, or?
No, not yet.
We can go on for a while.
So you know Jeremy's mother quite well?
Oh,
I presume.
Don't even start that conversation.
But what I'm asking about more specifically, she must have shared some of those stories from when Jeremy was like 2, 3, maybe 4 years old of embarrassing things he did as a child.
No, I'm still waiting to pry some of those out of there.
Oh, crap. I was really hoping you had those to share now.
See,
yeah.
I'm like you. I try to keep my embarrassing moments well hidden.
Pity it doesn't work for you very well. We're going to play his demo tape later on, so maybe we'll keep Andy along for that. All right. Thanks for calling in, Andy.
Okay.
Well, thanks for having me.
Hey, Andy?
Yes?
Well, I do love you.
I love you, too.
I miss you a lot, and I'm just...
And you can't hear what he's playing right now, so you don't know what he means.
Well, I'm playing our song right now, okay?
Well, good.
And I'll call you in a little bit, babe, okay?
Okay.
I love you.
Love you, too. Bye. We're just two people riding a circle that's spinning around. Just everyday people searching for something we've already found. And I'm just a guy who's in love with a girl not in front of me. Now you're so far away and I need you right here in my eyes.
It's 1:49. Good afternoon, everybody. That was Rex Gowdy with Ron going out to my girlfriend, Andy.
You're committed.
my committed? Is that
you
the
gave
title?
Her a ring.
Yeah.
So that means you're committed.
Oh, well, no, it is. Listeners of the morning show know that already.